Yes, it's your girl Destiny, Miss Queen Cup, aka your hood's favorite oracle.
Ya tú sabes, this is Nesia. We love hip hop 905 that way.
Comas in this bitch, are you dumb? Shout out, we love hip hop, huh?
Yo, we love hip hop. Yo, I know you did an interview, but you gotta pull up for me for my interview. We are gonna do an interview together.
Whenever
you're doing my hip-hop. Nigga, if me and you do an interview together where we love hip hop, we're gonna blow. I swear to God. It's gonna be at 100K. Let's hear it.
Yo, man, give me some of that old gangster ass shit, you know what I'm saying? Some shit I can just kick back, smoke a fat ass joint too.
Some good shit.
Put your hand over your heart and in a loud, clear voice, play along with us.
We love hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop.
Smoke weed every day.
Oh, yeah.
Special dedication.
Sometimes I feel I gotta from these streets like a fiend for crack. You pulled me back, it's real, gotta keep it going. Cause no matter the drama, the gossip, my heart is your hood. My
we're gonna let this run a little bit longer.
Before you get clapped with the tongue with two loops, have everybody on the corner going, holding their mouth, shocked as fuck. I have to just get that boy out. And now there's blood on my Tim. Snitches calling 1-800 Crime Stoppers. When they see me, they like, cause they want that $1,000. And not only that, police have gotta catch a fucking collar. And I'm out of here. Ain't no telling when I'll be back. Get rid of this gat.
Okay, let me start it off also with a track by Scott Mozart. Track is called Outside. Let's see what's going on in the YouTube itch here. Where's my smoked out podcast? Big shout out to the Goldmine Media on the video right there.
Niggas traumatized, I'ma fuck suicide. We believe in homicide. Trapping all week, I've been in the same clothes. Hottie and designer, but we got. I was in the building giving out samples. Ace Boogie shit Adidas with the
cable. Okay, so we are back. It's the world's most smoked out podcast. We love hip hop. I'm your host with the most toast, Friday Ricky Dread, aka More Fire, aka Media Rick. And to the right of me.
Yeah, I'm back. It's me, SSC underscore Hey Herx underscore PK on Instagram. Yeah, it's been an interesting just a couple of days, to say the least.
Definitely. I want to send out this show as a special dedication, you know what I'm saying, to our brethren, our fallen brethren, you know what I mean? J-Live, a.k.a. Jamal Stevens, you know what I'm saying? It's been a loss for all of us as far as you know, Herc and I and, you know, all our his immediate family, all the Parkdale people. It's a great, great loss, you know what I'm saying? So before we even start this podcast right now, I want us to have a moment of silence for our brother right now. Amen.
Definitely.
Yeah, man.
Long live J-Live.
Long live J-Live, for sure. But yeah, we're back at the Youngsterdam Lounge over here at 529 Young Street, right at the corner of Wellesley, or the Youngsterdam event space, you know what I mean? Make sure to hit them up at Youngsterdam underscore lounge on Instagram if you want to book them for events, anything, like if you want to do sports events, dance events, people book them for music videos, all types of good stuff's going on over here at the Youngsterdam. So again, that's Youngsterdam underscore lounge, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to all the people who are in their cubicles right now who are listening to us on SoundCloud, as well as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, all the different streaming platforms, you know what I'm saying? As well as the people who are on YouTube right now checking us out. Make sure to like, share, leave your comments below, comment gang, scrum, you know what I'm saying? And make sure to subscribe, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, on a more lighter note, you're gone for a little while, Mr. Herc.
I was on a trip.
Bring your mic a little closer.
I went on a little family reunion. It was nice.
Yeah.
It was good. It was long overdue.
We seen you on the gram. We seen you.
That's not even all the pictures. Those are just my brothers.
Mm.
All of my sisters, except for one because she wasn't cleared to fly, was there.
Okay.
But, yeah, so it was a good family event. Mm. It was really good. I enjoyed myself. But once again, from an extreme high to an extreme low.
Yeah.
But, well, my friend, the funny thing is, it's just my brethren. It's just my brethren. It's not even, there's no, like, blood relation, nothing. It's just my brethren. And it's just like, Lord, know what I need. I needed that text right there. You know, John, know I needed that text. And basically, the text came true. Like, yo, it was just out of the blue, and everybody's just, you know. So I was like, yeah, I needed that. It was a definite blessing, man. Yeah. Definitely brought my mood up, you know. Oh, my friend had a brand new baby boy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Just after death, there's life, right? So
yeah, man. Herc's going to be an uncle. You know what I'm saying? Once again.
Mm-hmm. We're all uncles. It's just a close friend, you know? Mm-hmm. It's a really, really close friend. And I'm just happy that I received the message when I did.
Yeah, man.
But it definitely put a light onto a dull day, you know?
Quick thing also with the Jamaica trip, though. I think I asked you this off camera. The quality of weed, right? You're scrolling up a thing right now.
Oh, the weed is okay. So, like, shout out my brethren, Billy D. Shout out my brethren, Billy D, you know what I'm saying? Linked me up with his brother, you know what I'm saying? So I didn't have to try and risk my freedom to get some wicked weed in Jamaica.
Because
man was going to try to import our thing still, you know, but I was like, you know what? I've seen friends that have done it, but I'm like, you know what? I'm not trying to pick up no charge when I'm trying to be on a family reunion. So you know what? I'm just going to have to settle and chill out.
They're not caring about that Canadian legalization.
Yeah, yeah, get you to know the border. What I'm saying? Like, so I was like, you know what? I'm not going to risk no chance. But honestly, I felt like I probably could have get through the same way, but I it's not the situation for that. But
isn't weed legal in Jamaica?
Yeah, you can carry 2 ounces of weed on you in Jamaica.
Really?
But you see the thing with weed in Jamaica? Everybody's smoking like boom. Like every 5 minutes you're seeing a man breaking up a thing. Like I think the best thing they did was legalize weed in Jamaica. Because now man is free to, you know, you see man driving spliff tail in their mouth, jump out their car, yo, trust me, bro, like, yo, man go in the bar, roll up a thing, has a spliff tail in his mouth, he's rolling his hands, breaking up the next thing,
that's
getting ready.
Crazy.
Yo, but the cess, it actually leveled me out, man.
Really, eh?
Yeah, man, like, I smoke a lot of dro. I smoke a lot of hydro.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
It was like a relief.
It was more like a, you know, like, and there, yeah, detox, exactly. I wasn't fucking level. I wasn't, like, burnt out. Yo, and the best weed I got came from my cousin, my first cousin, one of my first cousins. If I show you a picture of the man's front garden, bro, not one fucking leaf on the grass, yo. Shit is perfectly manicured.
Really?
Yo, bro, when I tell you the man's shit looked like he was a resort, bro.
Mm.
Like, the way the man has his flowers in the pots and everything. Like, yo, the man always says, yo, all I do all day is grow plants and burn weed. You understand what I'm saying? The man has one long knotty down past his belly button in his beard. The man says, all I do all day. Before I went to go check in, the man was like, yo, I was just out in my garden for the last 3 hours before you came out here. You understand what I'm saying?
Where's my Rastafari sound effect? All I'm hearing is...
So now my brethren, Billy's brother, comes now, drives down from Portmore. Mm. Respect for the drive family.
Hey.
The man drives out, brings me my draw weed. So now I have the draw weed, so I, you know, give some to my bro, whatever.
Mm.
So now I go to my cousin's house, now the same one I'm saying to Ross here. The man's showing me some weed that he, like, yo, the best weed that I seen growing in Jamaica was at his house. Like,
okay.
It was, I was like, oh my God, it looks like a fucking, like, the one plant. It wasn't even as a bunch of plants. It was just a one plant, eh?
Mm.
But, you know, when I say the crystals, everything, the bud structure, the, you know, it was all there, bro.
Like a drop.
Like hydro. It was, I'll show you the picture. I took pictures, bro. I took pictures of everything.
Yeah, so for the people who've never been to Jamaica, and that, including sure myself.
If you can go, go.
Yeah, man, because, like, in my mind, I think of Jamaican weed, and I think of these little brick pieces of like brown weed, thing. Right?
The weed isn't the weed is. It's like, yo, when you get it here, yeah, it's compressed. It's been through the travels, the passage. It has to make its roots. You know, it has to make the passage from yard to Canada to the United States to UK, wherever it's making. So yeah, they have to compress it and do all of that shit. I didn't get no compressed weed like that in Jamaica, bro.
Pour rum on it.
None of that bullshit, bro. that's misconception. You know
remember
what
that used to be the thing? Yo, yeah. Pour a rum on it, bro, chin, and it's going to be even more potent.
In the oven with a little bit of rum, fam.
Oh, man.
Yo, no. I heard Grand Marnier is nice still, you know.
Listen, shout out to you, our youngins out there. You didn't have to live through them kind of weed times. And you know what you're smoking. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, there's only the time when you only had cess to smoke.
And it was fire.
The dread got all wicked, draw SS, you know. For real? Yeah, man, the draw's wicked. All right, I'm going to go there quick because it's going to be done soon.
Shout out 20 bags in foil.
The era of the foil pack.
Oh, super facts. Well, yo, let's get to it.
Yeah, I had an amazing time in Jamaica. It was awesome.
Dope.
I recommend anybody to go if they can go. Straight up. Resorts life's nice, but country's even better.
And you don't have to be rich to take a trip.
You know what I'm saying?
You just have to want to do it, man.
You know what you got to do? You got to change your priorities to what's important.
Instead
of buying that fucking $20 pack of backwoods, put that money aside and buy some flight tickets.
Talk that talk. Hey.
You know?
Yeah, man. Well, we're happy to have you back, man. We had we had a couple of weeks.
I seen you had some nice co-hosts.
Yeah, man. We had a couple of estrogen filled weeks.
I know Friday was happy with the co-host situation.
Hey, you know it was you know just me and the girls, just me and the girls.
Oh gosh, yo, Friday, mind that talk already, bro. Stop this while you and the girls.
Yo, Sav was on the mic. Holy!
Oh, the ghost in the room came on the mic, but she wasn't on camera.
Yeah, people were just hearing like this disembodied.
I've seen some of it. I seen you get a tarot card read in.
Yeah, shout out to Miss D, aka Queen Cup. You know what I'm saying, aka Destiny. She gave me a dope little reading right there on camera, and it was interesting. It was very interesting. I must say, I felt red. You know what I'm saying?
We say she made you blush.
She made me more than blush. She made me think. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But yeah, and shout out to Malaysia also from the Vibe, or you know, she was doing
5.5.
Vibe 105.5. She came through and she blessed us also, and that was a dope episode as well with Jelly Two Fly.
Nice, yeah. Shout out Jelly Two Fly.
Yeah, man, that episode is doing well right now, and people are really receiving the messages she was dropping. Well, you know what I'm saying? Big things. But yo, let's get to this top six tracks in Toronto.
Yeah, I I'm lost. I don't even know what's like since I got back, and I don't even know. Man, I found out only a day ago that Toronto Raptors got Jeremy Lin. I thought the man was lying to me when they say, "Oh yeah, Jeremy Lin plays for the Raptors now." I'm like, "What?"
I'm finding out right now as you speak.
Yo, you want to know what else I found out today?
Mm-hmm.
The police charged that guy.
Which guy?
Flipping the Empire guy who said he got attacked in Chicago.
Jussie?
Yo, the police charging for filing a false report.
Wait a minute.
The guy said that they got jumped and they put the noose around his neck and put the police supposedly charged him. I heard it on the radio just now.
So this is breaking news. So, okay, this is for all the people who are in Thursday morning land right now.
No, but
you heard this on the way here.
Yeah, I heard this on the radio on the way here that they charged a man for a false statement. Giving a false statement.
Breaking news. Breaking news. We're going to bring that back up because we're going to talk about Jussie. Not Jesse. Jussie. That's his name.
Me not know what him name, but me know say
J-U-S-S.
The boy them arrested, or they don't know if they arrested him, but they said they charged him for a false statement.
Yeah, he's been not on the up and up. He hasn't been keeping it 100 with us, as they say. You know what I'm saying? So you know what? Before we get to the top six list, let's stay on him for a quick second. Okay.
Pause.
More fire.
More fire, yes.
So listen. There's one reason, okay? And I was going to tread a little bit lightly, but I'm not tread lightly, okay? A few weeks ago, when this was unfolding, you know, like, I'm on top of shit. right?
Okay.
I'm listening, I'm watching everything that's going on the internet and all the tea, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, you're on the internet streets.
Yeah, but I never said nothing. I never said, yo.
The man's bleaching out here. If you guys don't understand what that means, Friday bleach is on the internet, eh?
I'm going to have to put another fucking Toronto term down the bottom. Bleaching.
Bleaching, not the skin. Staying up
all night.
Not the skin.
You know what I'm saying?
Multiple slangs for bleaching.
Trust me. But, you know, I knew about that shit. And I never said, yo, Herc, we're talking about this week.
Yeah, obviously.
Right? And it was news.
Yo, but a lot of people were keeping up for the man. Like, it was almost a movement, like, yo, we got to protect him. Like, you know, like,
right.
This is what his fellow community was saying.
And not only just the community.
And the blacks, too. Black community, too, because, you know, they're saying,
A hate crime.
A noose around your neck.
Mm-hmm.
Pour some substance on you. What? Like, that's a horrendous thing to happen to anybody. White, black, Chinese, Hispanic, anybody. Mm-hmm. To get beat up. Have a foreign substance placed on you and fucking...
Nigga said foreign substance.
Yo, bro, well, that's what they said. A foreign substance. He thought it was bleach or some shit. Even worse.
Mm.
Like, yo.
And the thing is, at the time, I was like, something all right. But if we say that, we're going to get jumped on. So let me not even bring the shit up. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
So I allowed it. Because I was like, in my mind, we could talk about it, but something all right. So I was just like...
You should go to TMZ.com because you know they're fucking covering that shit.
Oh, they were on it like, yo, oh my God, hate crime. But I was like, why does he still have the noose on hours later? So then I was like, you know, let's not even bring it up because we're going to get jumped on for saying, oh, you guys, how could you fucking not believe the hate crime rate, Tay? But now look.
No, I'm not one of those now look, but I'm just saying, like, it did sound fishy from the get-go.
Listen.
Yo, listen to me. If they took the time to put the rope around your neck, they're not going to stop.
Bruh.
You know what I'm saying? That's why I was like, this is kind of fishy. But like you said, I don't want to be the guy to jump out in front of the bandwagon and be like, nah, he's lying.
No, the bandwagon is rolling down the street now.
You know what I'm saying?
And the boy and I are right behind him with the cuffs about to pick him up. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, we kind of were, our suspicions were kind of right all along because it just didn't add up. Why didn't you want to show them your phone? All that shit. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't know about all that in too much. Like I said,
when
I heard what happened, and what I heard what he was saying what happened, I listened to the story. I looked at the source of the story. I looked like when he's like, you know, and I was like, he it's something, like you said, something don't seem right.
So he's facing charges.
Well, they said that he was charged for falsifying a police report. You see the ghost in the room checking the facts right now?
I'm not.
Who that?
You guys expecting somebody?
Yeah, I got it. Oh, okay. Oh, he's gonna go get us.
Yeah, but yeah, that's the thing, man. Like, TMZ, should they be held accountable on this? Because if Jussie Smollett is gonna get charged, or you know, might be getting charged from what you're saying, TMZ pushed the fucking whole yo, this guy.
Well, because they want, you know. In an effort to be first, they didn't care to be right.
Ooh, that might be the title.
That's not my line, so.
I know, but that's bars.
That's not my line.
Sav, can you put that somewhere? In the effort to be first, what was it? What did you say?
They didn't care to be right, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they just wanted to be first. It didn't matter if they were right.
Super facts.
It's recorded, so you can go back and hear it. It's because you called me on the spot that I was like, I went blank. I was like,
Yeah,
in an effort to be first, they didn't care if it was true.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Shout out, or no shout out to Jussie Smollett. You are not the gay Tupac, bro. Go sit down.
Oh my God, is that what they're calling this guy?
That's what he called himself. He jumped on stage, which was another fishy point.
That's why I seen this comedian. I fucking followed the man. I was like, yeah, the gay Tupac. I was like, what the fuck is this nigga talking? I didn't even watch the video.
Thug Life.
Imagine, I didn't even watch when I seen the man saying, yeah, the gate. I was like, what? I just skimped. I just next.
At a concert that he jumped on shortly after getting beat.
Oh my God. The man called, yo, disrespect to Tupac and every Tupac follower.
Hey. But yeah, let's get to our top six.
Bright. Oh my God. I can't believe this shit.
man, see, you were gone. You didn't even know about all these different things that were happening.
Oh my God, the man disrespect.
Hurts like I should have stayed in Jamaica.
Disrespect the program. I had a man said, hey, yo, Bridget, I'll walk one and that is 2019, boom.
California love.
That has a whole new meaning for him. Holy shit.
Hit him up.
Friday, no good. No,
I got more,
good,
but no I'll good. Just leave them alone. You know,
leave
what I'm
the
saying?
Man alone. Yeah, I can't believe the man's face himself come and say he's me. The fuck, yo, brethren. What type of backwards fool witnessness we have, yo, brethren?
All right, let's get to our top six tracks in Toronto.
I can't believe this shit is true, man.
We got a hot list. You know what I'm saying? A very unanimous number one this time around. You know what I'm saying? When we get to number one, the people, and we repost this, the people are going to be like, yeah, hell yeah, nigga, hell yeah.
So all good.
So let's run down the list right here. So number six, Young Smoke, Smoke World. Mm.
Okay. So Yo, that's Smoke Dog's brother?
Yes, sir. He's back with another one.
So this is his new banger. This is the follow-up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, and he's doing his thing on that track. He's spitting bars. He's talking about whatever he's been going through for the last year, and there's some real shit on some turn up beats. You know what I'm saying? I'm feeling that one right there.
On turned up beats or turn up beats?
On some turned up beats or a ton up beats. You know what I'm saying?
Sound like you said turnips. On some turn up beats.
You know what I'm saying? No relation to the vegetables. number five. YG and Houdini, Auntie,
eh?
She keep a brick in her panty. Track is fire.
Yo, listen to me. I haven't heard. Yo, listen to me. I'm like, yo, I was like plugged out.
Mm.
I was hard to post. Like the one, two pictures I did post. You should try to post a video, bro. Jim, I know one thing. I'll have my own line when I'm there next time.
You gotta get a chip
Roman,
next time.
None of this Roman bullshit for $12 a day. Fuck that.
Hey, Herc's phone bill is about to be power.
But I got an ace in the hole, so I'm okay.
But number four, and also we're keeping it Wasgang with that one. Pressa, Long Way.
Okay.
That Pressa tune is big right now.
Listen to me, I don't know none of these songs. The only song I could say I know off of this list right here now since I've been back.
Don't say if it's number one.
No, I'm not going to say the name. I'm going to say I know number three and I know number one.
Okay.
Since I touched back, like, because I haven't been really, you know, like, I've been in my own world.
Mm.
So.
Well, definitely Presto came on the banger and I think that's probably like 500,000 right now on fucking YouTube. You know, Presta. That's he does press the numbers basically. You know what I'm saying?
I say the man just press the button.
Yeah, man.
And the numbers just run.
AKA
money machine, eh?
You know what I'm saying?
Numbers just running like a money machine.
And he had Money Mitch in the video. He cut in paid in full.
Oh,
while
yeah?
they were reacting like a reenacting a scene,
yeah,
they were cut and paid in full in at the same time while they were watching the movie in the fucking it was sick video.
Oh yeah,
yeah man.
Let me say that's what's going in right now in these Toronto streets. That's not even a Toronto video, is it?
Oh no, it's
the artist is Toronto, but it wasn't filmed in Toronto. It's it wasn't filmed locally, was it?
I think there was some scenes that were actually filmed here.
Oh, okay, nice.
You know what I'm saying, and shout out to Maestro, he was in that movie too.
Maestro.
Number three.
Don Doggan.
Okay.
Boop, boop, boop. Boop, boop.
Number three.
For your the Pressa video, 230,000.
230,000 right now, eh? That's crazy.
Yeah. This is according to, like, you know. I just checked here. But then, Pressa or YG? Long Way reaction. Oh, it's a reaction video. Never mind.
But yeah, number three. Skrilla God, J Blizz, and Jason Pax, My Trap.
Okay, so what's it's number three.
Yeah, that's number three right here. So that's the tune that in the beginning there's a video, there's like a little skit with, or not a skit, like a movie scene with a man like Joseph, and I forgot the next man's name, when they're going in the house to do a eat food.
And oh, they went into the wrong studio, and the man then popped off on. I see that clip before I left. I see that little clip.
The kid blows into the one bedroom and slides across the floor, bro. I'm like, this guy's stupid. Like
I
said,
I was trying to be plugged in, but I couldn't be plugged in.
Yeah, man, that video is dope. And then man, them come through, Skrilla God, Jay Blizz, and Jason Pax, and murder the fucking tune. So,
oh yeah,
big tune.
Fire on the track, fire in the boots,
fire on the tune. Number two though, Hoods 9 featuring Young Tory and Nature, My Slime. You know what I'm saying? That's so one for the ladies.
This is number two.
That's number two. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Big tune, like, yo, just a ladies track. I want to call it a strip club anthem, but the Sab's like staring at me from the side of the off screen. But that's a strip club anthem right there. You know what I'm saying? It's a track for the ladies, but I would also say, like, I could also hear that as song number three playing when Shorty's like picking her three songs for the night to the DJ, and she's like, make song number three My Slime, My Demandem.
Oh, God.
You know what I'm saying?
I wonder where you get these voices from.
You know what I mean? When she's down to her skimmies. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, big up to the Mandem. Big tune. And big up to Sab with the cut tie on the side.
She's just sitting there minding her business and call her out.
Holy. So the number one track in Toronto. Let me get some sound effects for that. Can I get a more fire? More fire! More fire! Hey. So number one.
One.
H.H. Chase. Louis Lava.
Louis Lava.
Listen, yo. That track right there has about 2 gazillion fucking votes on it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
This nigga has some serious fan club when it comes to him dropping a tune. They show up, yo. So big up to H.H. Chase and big up to the people who support him, yo. You know what I'm saying?
Straight up.
And yo, man, like, fuck.
One of my favorite sweaters, I won't lie.
Yeah, man, the High Horseman shit, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, big tune. So a couple of honorable mentions also. Quick, I'm just running down the list quick fast. Spec 1, Indo Mafia, Mazzy 518, Quake Matthews Mockingbird Remix, D-Chase Sideways, Scotty Mozart Outsiders, that was one of the songs I played in the beginning, A.R. Paisley Doze Off, Bucks featuring Teddy Bruckshot, Mission, Deli Patches is the last one.
Damn, nigga, this is a lot of honorable mentions.
Yeah. The last one, Deli Patches, there's no fucking video for that. But there's one Instagram post that had like 40 votes for this Deli guy, and I'm looking at, and there's no music video. It's a video list. You know what I'm saying? But shout out to him. You know what I'm saying? That means he has a lot of supporters. You know what I mean?
Excuse me.
I don't have my sound effect, and I'm meaning to get that what you smoking on sound effect. But
the chocolate sap. Yeah. She was fucking beaten.
Yeah, there's a couple of things here. This is the...
That's from out of there. I took it out of there.
The chocolate sap.
Yeah, but that this sound like a real racist box today. Not until she said something, you know. Kind of looked in there, and she's like, yeah, it's a black something and a chocolate whatever. I'm like, you know what? You're right. And then she's like, yeah, it's real racist. No? I'm like, what are you talking about? I was like, oh, black tar, chocolate sap. I'm like, you know what? That is pretty fucking racist.
So this is the chocolate sap. You know what I'm saying?
But it's thumping, though. I won't lie.
Chocolata.
I won't lie. It's thumping.
And then this is...
That's
what
it's backwards. That's what I'm smoking right now.
Black tar. Tar El Negro. No, but this is... Friday. Yo, look at this bud. This bud is monstrous right now. Look at this. You know what I'm saying? So big up to MED, Mother Earth Deliveries. Yo, the shit got me so fucking charged right now that I'm like ashing in my weed bowl. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's a good sign, you know what I'm saying? That black weed got a motherfucker.
You know, and it's really good when you smell the mic. hold on a second.
That hasn't happened in a minute. Don't worry, we're good now.
I know. You know what I'm saying? I did it too.
The black tar and the... chocolate, what do you call this one there? Chocolate sap is courtesy of MED, Mother Earth Deliveries. Hit them up. What's their Insta? Meds. Meddispensary. CA.
Took him a while to get that one up.
I'm doing that one off the head. I have the wrong thing written down. So hit them up at meds.medidispenser, meddispensary.ca or .com, or hit up their app. And make sure to use the promo code WLHH if you want to get free delivery. Couple last quick things, or because we covered one thing earlier before we even, you know, that's down the list here with Jussie. But, you know, I was doing a couple little radio shows.
Yeah, I see you. Doing your thing.
You know what I'm saying?
I was like, what is this? I had the question mark. What is this guy doing over here?
You know what it was? I'd be on Instagram Live. And when I'm on Instagram Live, I take requests.
People start requesting shit. So Friday's feeling himself like, oh, okay, radio station, let's do this.
Well, you know, it's shout out to Common Gang, yo. They're the ones. It's their fault. They're like, yo, should be a radio station. We WLHH radio. And then my head started getting like,
it's not swell. The man was like, oh, one more reason for me not to go to sleep.
I was like, wait a minute. I've been going to bed at 2. I need to go to bed at 4. Okay, I'm going to start working on a radio show.
You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, that's going on. I don't know if I'm going to be on there every day because it still is a little bit of work, but it's like an hour. You know what I mean? Run bare Canadian tunes. So make sure if you want to get your tunes played, it doesn't only have to be music videos. Hit us up on our email. That's welovehiphoptoronto@gmail.com.
Yeah, send an email.
You know what I'm saying? And make sure to get your tickets early for the show that we got dropping March 16th, okay? It's the We Love Hip Hop Live. All of us are going to be here together smoking. 150 people in attendance that can hold in the Youngsterdam Lounge over here at 529 Yonge Street. Quick thing about that. Half of the proceeds, we're going to donate.
That's fine. We can do that, but let's get ticket sales.
Yes, let's get this ticket sales up.
Let's get ticket sales first. How about that?
You know what I mean? Hit us up. We're doing it real cheap this time, $15. Hit us up again at welovehiphop, toronto@gmail.com. Reserve your spot early because we're not going to be doing any door entries, right? We're not having no people just walk in and off the street to this. This is an intimate event with us and the fans only. You know what I'm saying?
Private event.
Yeah, man.
Buy your ticket. Email. You can buy your ticket through email. Email transfer if you need be.
Yeah, man.
We sophisticated over here, 2019.
And I'll probably set up like a ticket event thing or whatever, invite type of link sooner as we get closer to the event to make it even easier to just click and get your ticket early. But also, quick thing about early tickets. All artists who want to get early tickets, I'll throw in a free Instagram post up on the different Instagram platforms that we run in, you know what I'm saying? For the artists who want to get their tickets early, you know what I'm saying?
Why that's so easy for offer up things.
Yo, God, I love the people, you know what I'm saying? I love to give. But yeah, let's get to a quick break, you know what I'm saying? I got a track here. It's called Twerk Certificate. It's by Super Zaya, Jacoy the Savoy, and Deja Monet. Thing. I'll run it in the speaker.
Another twerk chicken.
The echo's coming back.
Yeah.
Twerk in the whip, twerk in the whip, drop it real low till there's all dirt on the shit. Baby girl, just twerk, I don't want more in a minute. Baby girl, just twerk for that twerk certificate.
Yeah, like twerk in the whip, love the way she slurps at the dick, burst. Twerk some shit, go to the bitch, love the way she work for that twerk certificate.
Wait, twerk in the whip, drop it real low till there's all dirt on the shit. Baby girl, just twerk, I don't want more in a minute. Baby girl, just twerk for that twerk certificate.
Hey, like twerk in the whip, love the way she slurps at the dick, burst at the shit. Shawty wanna twerk some shit, go to the bitch, love the way she work for that twerk certificate.
Standing with the cash in my hand, splash on the bitch. While I can't crane, I just took 4 sips of this. Baby, you can dance, do a little more with the hips. You know you can dance like you so prone, Missy Wiz. Unlimited, bitch, got money, keep spending.
Smoke weed every day.
Oh, yeah. All right, so we are back. It's another 6 views. You know what I'm saying? We're back here at the Youngsterdam Lounge. You know, big respect for letting us use the spot over here at 529 Yonge Street. You know, spot for people to be able to rent so that they can get their events on. You know, sporting events, dance events, anything of that nature, hit them up at Youngsterdam_lounge. But we have a special guest that we have in the place today. And like I said with other episodes, the Six Views is something where we like to go behind the scenes, rather than just speaking to rappers and different and singers and stuff like we speak to on the We Love Hip Hop podcast. We like to speak with more like tastemakers, people behind the scenes, and people who are just doing big things, especially in Toronto, right? So, with no further ado, I have Tay Lee in the building, right? Now, for people who don't know who Tay Lee is, I've been on the gram. I be surfing the gram, and I see Tay Lee's pics up there for a lot of different modeling gigs and stuff like that, right? And the like ratio just be like through the roof, right? And that right there is to me one of the indicators that this person is doing this professionally, you know what I'm saying? Rather than just being an Instagram model, right? So now it's cold outside, or it was cold outside.
It was kind of warm today.
For you, for somebody like, for people from the outside who's like, yo, Tay Lee's life is so lit, what was your weekend like?
My weekend?
Yeah, like this weekend in particular.
Honestly, I work. Like, I do hair, like, for the most part. And mm-hmm. then I also do, like, bottle surfing, that type of thing. But I try to stay as busy as possible. So this weekend, I did a shoot for my birthday because it's coming up.
Okay.
But right before that, I did hair. Right after that, I made a wig. Like, it was really just, like, trying to stay as busy as possible.
Dope. And, like, your IG following is, like, super high. Right? Mm-hmm. Was your following high like that before you started doing the modeling and stuff more professionally?
No, not... Well, I mean, I always had, like, a little following, like, you know, a mm-hmm. little buzz or whatever, but it wasn't nothing serious until I actually started. Like, I did my first shoot with Max, and okay. then after I did my shoot, it was like, everyone was like, yo, you're a model? You're a model? I'm like, nah, I just take pictures, like, you know?
Right.
So, from me doing that and just like being consistent with it kind of just built a following, and then I started like actually going out and meeting people, like networking with people, and then from that it was just like a bigger and bigger following.
Dope.
Traveling and that type of thing. Yeah.
What made you want to get into it in the first place?
That's a good question. I think I was just like feeling myself at a point. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, yo, let me take some pictures. And so yeah, I just took pictures, and then I was like, okay, I can get paid from this. That's literally how I started everything. I started doing hair.
Mm-hmm.
I did, yeah, TNT too, I forgot. Okay, so when I started taking it seriously, because I was taking pictures and posting it. It wasn't nothing.
Right.
And then my business partner, Talents, she messaged me, and she was like, yo, I see, you know, you're doing this. Like, you're getting followers from it, whatever. Let's do it together.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, yeah, sounds good. So we did this. We teamed up. We made this whole TNT thing, Tay Lee and Talents, or
okay.
Talents and Tay Lee, however you want to flip it. And, yeah, from that, we just started doing bookings together. Everything was, like, together, half and half type thing. And yeah, we were like going at it strong, but she got pregnant like last year, so she's kind of been like, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're coming back with it strong.
Okay, so like even with the bookings and stuff, you guys were like booking your own like shoots and stuff like that.
Yeah, like okay. we pay for a lot of them, like just try to like get as much content as we can,
mm-hmm.
and like just trying to like get out there with it. We paid for everything most of the time, and yeah. like traveling, like. We like put thought into everything that we did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Dope. Tell me what your first shoot was like. Give us like the setting.
My first photo shoot?
Yeah, your first photo shoot. Like, give me the setting. Like, you know, the nerves that were going on inside mm-hmm. of you. Like, give me that scenario right there.
It was kind of like, I don't know what I was doing. He just told me, I remember Max told me bring 3 outfits. And I was like, okay, I see what's on his page. So I'm like, the girls on this page are wearing, like, bikinis and stuff, so I wear bikinis, but at the same time, I wasn't comfortable with myself and my body, like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay, I'm just gonna bring a few things. I ended up wearing, like, jeans and a t-shirt, like, and some Tim's.
Right.
And that was my first shoot, and I was like, I don't know. I liked it, but I didn't think I liked it, like, as much as, like, the feedback that I got. I didn't think it was as lit as, like, people were telling me it was, type thing, you know? Yeah.
Was it, like... I know a lot of people in their head, and I've gone through this myself, when you have like an interview or a shoot or something to do, mm-hmm. you envision it being a certain way, mm-hmm. and then when you get there, it's different. Did you have that experience?
Yeah, I guess because, okay, when I was going into doing the shoot, mm-hmm. I didn't think it was going to be, like, I pictured, like, you know, a completely different type of studio.
Yeah.
So when I went there, I was like, okay, whatever. Like, you know, I was just, like, I was really, really nervous. I didn't know what to do. I asked him, like, how should I pose? What should I do? And, like, he was, like, he directed me the entire time. Like, I feel like if I look at my pictures now compared to, like, back then, you could tell, like, did not know what the hell I was doing at all.
Yeah.
Like, at all. But, yeah, like, for the most part, I feel like it went not exactly how I wanted to go mm-hmm. or how I thought it would go, but it worked out in the end.
So it's still a good experience at the end of the day. So, now, I see also you have a second page dedicated to hair, right? And mm-hmm. you mentioned even earlier that you do hair. Mm-hmm. So, tell us about that page and, like, you know, just what's going on with that and, like, that business.
Okay, so I have a hair page. It's Taylee Slade Me. Mm-hmm. And I'm working right now on, like, actually selling hair, like, actual hair, but it's a lot of work. And so, I do, like, mostly, like, frontals, closures, laces, like, mm-hmm. anything, like, wigs, sew-ins, those type of things. That's what I really, like, focus on the most. I do a lot of girls in Toronto mostly, but yeah, like, I don't know, working on selling the hair, hopefully this year it's out because I finally found someone I'm like fucking with, but yeah, like, hopefully that's all out by the end of this year, the latest, like, yeah.
Yeah. And even, like, just to stay on that for a second, right? Mm-hmm. Now, like, as a beautiful black woman, right? Mm-hmm. With the whole hair industry, that's like a big, big deal, mm-hmm. right? And then you got, like, you know, Meek Mill and stuff like that making statements about lace fronts and all that stuff in his Instagram, right? Can you tell us about some of the struggles that black women go through when it comes to hair, being able to get, like, to get hair, all just all the different stuff? Give me, like, some of the struggles.
Okay, first, shout out to Meek Mill.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Meek Mill still regardless. You know. Yeah.
Hit me up. Anyways, he said that he had a bad experience with hair mm-hmm. and how, like, while he was having sex or whatever, her wig fell off or whatever the case. If she came to me, it wouldn't be that problem. she wouldn't have had that problem. But right. I feel like if it's installed properly, it's almost undetectable. Like, you can't really tell that she's wearing a wig or whatever. Like, you can kind of guess nowadays because everyone's wearing a wig. Like, you know what I mean? But
yeah.
For the most part, if it's done properly, it's undetectable. And then I don't feel like guys should really be saying, like, okay, girls can't wear wigs now or, like, leave wigs in 2018 or whatever the case. Yeah. Because at the end of the day, niggas is paying 11, 12 bands for a hairline right now. So if you guys
Shout
could
out Tory
go, Lanez. You know, Tory Lanez, but if you could go and pick up a lace front and it would be undetectable, I'm pretty sure they would be buying lace fronts at this point.
Yeah.
So, like, why are you guys really judging? At the end of the day, some girls, it's not always, like, that we have to wear wigs.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that it's protective. It helps your hair grow. It's easy. You get mm-hmm. up, you put mm-hmm. it on. You take it off at night if you have to, if you want to. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's the easy thing to do. It's like, I don't know, like, when a nigga puts his chain on type thing, like, you know, like, it's like, it adds a little, you know, yeah.
No, I'm feeling that.
It's one of those.
And even, like, with getting gigs, right,
mm-hmm.
In the modeling world, acting and different things like that, as a dark-skinned woman, right,
mm-hmm.
do you have struggles with getting gigs over light-skinned women or white women?
No, not really. I feel like I am more, okay, the audience that I have is, like, geared towards me because I built the following, mm-hmm, like, you know, mm-hmm. So, like, anyone that books me is already looking for me or something like me, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, it'd be different if I'm, like, reaching out to people or whatever. I haven't really, like, attempted to reach out to anyone like that,
mm-hmm,
like, anyone big yet. But, like, for the most part, all the bookings that I get booked for, or I say yes or no to, like, I literally get DMs or emails or whatever and saying, like, okay, this is what we want to do. We want to collab. Like, yeah, are you going to be okay with it? Do you want to come through or whatever? And I'll just be like, yes. And I'll ask for all the details and everything. Mm-hmm. And then I'll just say yes or no. But, like, for the most part, all the things are already geared towards me. Like, they've seen videos that I've done. Yeah. They see photo shoots I've done. And so they know, like, they kind of have, like, an understanding of, like, what I'm comfortable with. Mm-hmm. And so they know. Like, I think that's, like, the good thing about Instagram. It's, like, it's not like I'm handing in a resume.
Yeah.
And you just got to read, like, okay, she did this, whatever. But, like, you're literally getting a visual of what things that I've done, things that I've, like, I promote myself mm-hmm. doing. So, you, like, when you hit me up, you already know, like, okay, yeah, she could fit this part or, yeah, you know? Yeah.
It's like the portfolio is, like, right there in their
exactly.
hands.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
So, let's go back a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about growing up. What, as I usually ask rappers on the We Love Hip Hop podcast, right? Mm-hmm. What ends did you grow up in, as they say?
So I grew up in Rexdale.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Shout out to Rex.
Yeah, shout out to Rex. Yeah, I grew up in Rexdale. Let me see. So I grew up pretty. I grew up pretty good, actually. I wasn't born and raised like in the hood part mm-hmm. of Rexdale, but I was born and raised in Rexdale. I wasn't really like introduced to the hood side until like middle school. I met G-Tips, R.E.P., my nigga. But yeah, I met G-Tips, and then from there, it was like, I met the rest of the mandem type thing, like, you know? And so I went to school in the hood, pretty much. And then from that, it was just like, yeah, like, you just meet a bunch of people. But living in the Rex is lit, honestly. It, like, it has its moments where it's, like, fucked up. You see a lot of shit, like, you know? And you learn a lot of things. A lot of people cross you. They, like, you know, it's life. Anywhere you go, you're going to have the same shit, the same thing going on. But, growing up in the Rex is, like, it's just lit. Like, when you're there, if you feel love, like, it feels like, I don't know, it feels kind of homey. Like, it's comfortable
mm-hmm.
until a certain time. Like, you know what I mean?
Okay.
It's kind of comfortable, though. Like, and then, like, yeah, there's, like, obviously the regular hood shit that you see every now and then, but for the most part, you feel safe in a way,
yeah,
quote unquote. Yeah.
What's the craziest thing you ever seen in the Rex?
Oh gosh. Mm-hmm. Okay, let me see. I gotta think about this one.
Without, like, you know, with putting indictment. Anybody out there,
yeah,
kind of thing.
Craziest thing I've seen in the Rex, bruh. Yeah. I've seen some crazy fights. Let me say that.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, I remember one time I was in high school and I feel like this is a story time right now. Okay, I remember one time I was in high school and it was literally like one girl fighting the whole school. Like, I don't even know what I'm talking about, man. There's one time when this girl was fighting the whole school pretty much. Like,
okay.
And so she had like a whole lot of beef around her, whatever the case. And then it started in like the foyer, and it took it to like, yeah, yeah, she knows firsthand. But it started in like the foyer of West Humber, which is where I went, mm-hmm. and then it ended up like in the fields behind the towns. Like, it was crazy. And then I remember her whole weave got ripped out of her head, like, wow. And she just installed it the day before. It was crazy.
Wow, you didn't get to install it.
No, I didn't install it. No, but my girl installed it, though. Shout out to her. Well, you know what? It was it. You know, but the thing is, it was in there tight. I'm mm-hmm. not gonna like, oh, I'm not dissing or anything. It was in there tight. I know it was in there tight because she was getting pulled. Like, when I tell you, she was fighting all day.
Wow.
Like, that hair was getting pulled out for a minute. It was like the last fight that it came out. So I know for sure it was in there tight.
Wow.
She didn't come back until the weave was back in her head, though. Shout out to her.
Wow.
But crazy. Yeah, some crazy things, just, you know.
That's crazy.
The least.
What's one of the most valuable lessons that you've learned in the Rex, or coming from the Rex?
Holy, most valuable lessons. That's a good question. Yeah.
Yeah, you could chime in.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, you know, about trust and loyalty.
Okay.
Trust and loyalty.
I was thinking something close to that.
You know, there's been a lot of incidents where you see people around that things happen to them. And even though it might not be to you personally, you learn from
it. Just from seeing it. Facts. Yeah. There's a lot of disloyal people out there. Just because my circle is really small because of the regs, probably actually. I think I feel I catch on to things a lot sooner. Like a lot of people, they disguise it very well. So, you know, they're around for a little bit longer than others. But yeah, like just picking up on like weird vibes and people that are like wolves in sheep clothing in a sense, like, you know. And then also being very particular with like who you bring yourself around, like who you let know certain things, who you like could say, okay, yeah, I live here, I go here to do my nails, I go here, like small things like that, little things like that. Like it might not seem like a lot, but all those little things that you can let someone in on, they all come together and make you, like, you know what I mean? So it's like little things that I just can't really let people see. Like, you know what song is that when they're like, yo, I can't let you, Little Dirk, I can't let you see, I can't let you see this, I can't let you be around for this or whatever. Like, shit, like, it's real shit, it's real talk. Like, you can't really let everyone in and let everyone see what you're doing.
Okay.
Yeah.
And even, like, to stay on that, but outside of the Rex, right? With, like, in the modeling world, and you start getting out into the world, and you're going into, you know, different places to do shoots and stuff like that, right? And couple that with all the talk that, you know, that's been going on in the news and man's like R. Kelly, right? Getting, you know, where people are muting him. Harvey Weinstein has a bunch of charges against him and more, right? Have you ever been in one of those hashtag Me Too situations?
No, not, okay. There was a recent situation and I don't want to like discredit anyone or anything, but like it wasn't one of those where it was like, the guy was like trying to touch me or anything like that, you know, but like I just felt like he overstepped his boundaries. It was a photographer that's in Toronto. It's not Max, if anyone's put it, like, it's not Max. Let me just put that out there. It's not Max. But there was a photographer recently that I decided to collab with another photographer from Miami, and we ended up doing a nude shoot. And so we did the nude shoot or whatever, and then he, the Toronto photographer, he asked me prior to me doing the shoot if I would be okay with doing a nude shoot with him, and I said no, just because I didn't feel like he was like, he was like an up-and-coming photographer. It's not that I didn't see the potential in him, it's just that I didn't feel like comfortable doing that type of shoot with you, like, you know. So yeah, he just like, when he posted the pictures or like the preview of the pictures or whatever, he was like, he slid in my DMs and he was like, honestly, I think you're a liar, da, da, da. Like, he did the most. And I'm like, I'm like, it's not that serious. Like, I just didn't do a nude shoot with you. And he was, like, so, like, upset that I didn't go nude with him. And I was like, that just threw me off a little bit. So I'm like, I don't know if I should, like, because I heard things about him, but he's never acted no way towards me. Like, you know? So I was like, okay, I hear things about people all the time. I always give people, like, their fair chance or whatever. So, yeah, when he was, like, so mad that I didn't go nude with him, I was, it kind of, like, played back in my mind, like, okay, people were telling me that this is the how you were acting with them, like, you know? I'm like, is that why? Or, like, I don't know. But, like, that's the only real situation that I've been in where I felt, like, discomfort. Other than that, I try to stick to, like, the same type of photographers and videographers or whatever.
Good. And it's something that's, I feel, is going to continue happening in the game, but it's going to have more of a spotlight on it because of all of the spotlights that have been on these gentlemen that we were talking about before, right? And even I was like, you know, going through your IG, I see you had a quote, and you were used to do a lot of different quotes, right? Just like the white background with the quote,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And one of them you had said, never trade respect for attention. So tell us about that, you know what I mean? Like, what inspired that quote right there?
I just feel like a lot of people will go the extra mile to get a like. And it's like, me being in the modeling industry or whatever, I've dealt with all the negative and the negative parts of it. People, especially in Toronto, as soon as you start doing things, like if I post a picture on my gram half naked or whatever, they automatically assume you take a flight. That's the least. You take a flight. Let's say you take, the past year I traveled a lot. So let's say you take a flight or whatever. In Toronto, they're thinking, okay, what is she doing to get that money? Whatever. Like, first of all, I do hair. I don't promote it as much as I should. And I'm going to like get back on that. But I do hair, so a lot of my money comes from doing hair. I also do bottle service and whatever else I might do on the side or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. But I make enough money for me to support myself taking flights.
Yeah.
But people see things, they're going to see my Instagram, see that like a lot of times I'm half naked. And then from that, they're going to be like, okay, you know what? She's probably a telly thing. She's probably stripping. She's probably doing this. Like, you know? Yeah. And then people take that and they run with it. Like, they set it in their mind, like, okay, you know, this is what she's doing. That you never heard it from me or from anyone that, like, is, like, a close associate of me. Like, you know? But you took from that whatever and just ran with it. Like, you know?
Yeah.
So, I'm just like, it's just, like, a whole negative energy where it's, like, just don't. You can't lose yourself in doing what you're doing to make money. Like, yeah, I might be here on Instagram half naked or whatever, but at the end of the day, you can't come up to me and be like, listen, I want to fuck. Like, you know, I'm going to be like, yeah, you know, let's do it. Like, it's not like I'm not that type of person.
Yeah.
You know, but you see what, just don't lose yourself. Like, don't be like, okay, you know what? I'm playing this part on Instagram. I'm going to play this part in real life. Like, you know, you can like separate your job from like your real life, if that makes sense. Like, yeah, I don't know, just don't lose yourself in it. That's what I mean by it.
A few more questions here.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm gonna switch gears a little bit, right? Now for an attractive woman like yourself, right? Mm-hmm. And you're out there, you're doing the modeling thing, you got people on the gram liking your shit all the time, just like, so people see you out there.
Mm-hmm.
Now for guys who want to approach you, what does a guy have to do when he approaches you where you say, yes, I'm going to give you my number?
That's a run into me, honestly. Run into me, engage in conversation, and the conversation has to be thick. Like, I don't know. For me, like, niggas try to holler at me all the time. Like, so it's like, I don't really give people the time of day until I've seen them in person. We had a conversation and I'm home thinking about that conversation. Like, if you leave an impression like that, I'll probably like message you and be like, okay, what is it?
Yeah. I mean,
like, for me, when I'm interested in someone, I will tell you, like, I'm interested. You don't have to, you don't have to message me first. I will message you first.
Yeah.
Like, but, I don't know. Guys always try to slide in my DMs. It's the worst approach ever. Snapchat, Instagram is like the worst way to contact me unless I'm already interested in you.
You're
and you'll right. It's just not gonna work. But yeah, like running into me, talking to me in a time where it makes sense, not like, well, I'm doing bottle service at a club. Niggas would love to do that. Like, so don't do that. But like a time where it makes sense to like sit down and talk to me, have a conversation with me, or invite me on a date. If I'm interested, I'll go.
Okay.
But, yeah, something like that.
So, message to the guys, comment gang strong. Do not approach her in the club while she's doing bottle service.
Facts.
And think that you're gonna get a date.
Facts.
Unless you really got it going on. Like,
exactly.
You got your game tight.
Okay? Exactly.
Even what ends produces the realest dudes? Excluding your own ends.
I'm about to be like Rexdale.
I know you're gonna say Rexdale, but excluding your own ends. And we don't have to stay in Toronto. We could be like, yo, OT.
The realest guys?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me tell you why this is a hard question for me to answer, okay? I don't really go out of Rex unless it's out of country. Like, literally. So if I'm talking to anyone, my friends, all that, they're all from Rexdale. Like, I know a few people outside of Rexdale that I could say are, like, you know, real niggas, but for the most, I don't know. Like, I never really got to know anyone in Toronto like that that's not from Rex. Like, that's really what I surround myself with. But, like, I don't know. That's a hard question for me to answer.
A small circle?
Yeah, I have a really small circle. Like, okay, extremely so small.
What ends produces the biggest wastemans?
Holy. Okay, let me think. Who's the wastest man I know? That's the only way. Who's the wastest man I know? Yo, okay. Nah, but he's waste. But okay, I'm gonna say, I don't know. I don't wanna shut out no ends to me like, yo, they're waste mans or whatever. But I know a real waste you.
Okay.
From I think he's from Dixon. So I'm gonna say the wastest man I know. I'm not saying waste mans, but the wastest man that I know is from Dixon.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
That brings me to my next question. Mm-hmm. What's the biggest waste man thing a man has ever done to you?
Okay. Okay, I think, okay, there's a few things. So, one, if you lie on pokes, I think you're waste. Like, that's just, there's no coming back from that.
Okay.
And then being a grown man and owing me money. Like, you're grown.
Wow.
Like, that's weird. Like, I don't know. That's just what's weird to me. You can't, like, because I'll give it. And it's, like, I'm not the type to, like, run you down or anything. Because at the end of the day, it's just money. It's nothing. Like, you know? But, like, yeah. I just feel like if you're a grown man, would you not feel a way saying, like, okay, yeah, I owe a girl money. Like, I owe a girl money. That's just, like, I don't know. I feel like it should feel heavy on your conscience, but it doesn't for some people. So I'm just, like, okay, just the fact that it doesn't weigh heavy on you, you're waste. Like,
waste, man.
Yeah. Just, that's just waste. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm digging that right there. Okay. Do you feel any pressure on the gram, like comments, all that type of stuff? Because I know me myself, mm-hmm. I've learned to get around getting in my feelings mm-hmm. when somebody jumps in my comments and says some real shit. Mm-hmm. But I'm still working on it. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So how do you deal with comments and stuff like that?
Okay. It used to bother me. I can't lie. Mm-hmm. That shit used to eat me alive. But like now it's like, I'll get a 1-2 fake accounts and they'll be like, oh, you're a whore. I'm like, I'm not a whore, so I don't care. Like, I'll delete it, or sometimes I'll leave it.
Yeah.
Or sometimes, like, I'll entertain the bullshit. It depends on my, like, my mood.
Yeah.
I'll entertain the bullshit and I'll be like, okay, your Dukes is a whore. Like, you know, shit like
clap
that.
Back.
Yeah, like, you know? But, like, I really don't, like, I don't care to entertain it. I really don't. Like, people slide in my DMs all the time on some fake accounts, and then they won't even just talk shit about me. Like, that's one thing. But they'll talk shit about people that I surround myself with or whatever, and I'm like, I'm just going to delete it. Because, like, I don't know. I'm super, like, protective over my friends and stuff. Like, yeah. If you say something about my friend, I'm like, I'll defend that more than I'll defend you talking about me. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? So, yeah, like, shit like that, as long as I know it's not who I am, I can easily get past it. Like, it's like mind over matter. It's like it doesn't really even, it's just, it doesn't hold weight in my life. You're not anyone that's close to me.
Yeah.
You don't know the situation. Like, you know, you're just from the outside in looking. And same thing I said about how people look at my Instagram and then it's automatically like come up with shit. Like,
yeah,
that's how it is. You just like, all right, it's another person.
What's the craziest DM I ever got? Not just in the way of like trying to beak at you, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? Or trying to talk shit to you, but like, trying to holler at you kind of DM, like, mm-hmm. whoa, dude.
I think, I don't know, I still feel like the craziest kind of DM you can get is, like, a dick pic. Like, that's just, like, whoa, like.
You receive dick pics?
Yeah. Wow. I get a lot of dick pics. Yeah. If I go my DMs right now, there's probably dick pics there. I get
that's
a lot
crazy.
Of dick pics.
Crazy.
It's horrible. I don't like dick pics at all. Like, I won't even ask my man for a dick pic. Like, so
unsolicited.
Yeah.
Just boom. Just
like.
No, no, actually, not unsolicited. I mean, not hey, what's going on, Taylee?
No.
You know, I really like you. Boom. Here's a dick pic, which is also weird.
It's weird, but it's but like an like, approach. Like you get in there. Like no.
You kind of eased it in.
Yeah. Nah.
You're saying well. Just like. You open a DM and bing, there's a dick in your face.
It'll be like, you make me so hard, baby. Dick pic.
Wow.
And I'm like, okay. Good to know.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, wow. Shit. If I can help out, I can help out. Fuck. Like,
that is crazy.
I mean,
yeah. Okay, I'm going to switch gears again. We had a crazy year, and I've been asking this to all my guests on this show, The Six Views, as well as on the We Love Hip Hop podcast. Mm-hmm. It's like I'm trying to put together a collage of different answers that we can have that maybe one day we can maybe get a solution from.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, last year we had like our craziest year in record history of gun violence.
Okay.
Right? They said it's the biggest, the most amount of gun violence since 1991, they said.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Right? So my question to you is, what can Toronto as a whole do to reduce the gun violence for 2019?
I think that we all just need to be aware of the bigger picture mm-hmm. and understand that we have a lot going on as Black people, especially. We have a lot going on outside of the politics, outside of like, oh, you're from here, I'm from here, or whatever. Shit's just so much deeper than that. There's like, yeah, we're beefing with each other. We're also beefing with the man, the white people. We're also beefing with police. Like, we're beefing with everyone. Like, no one wants to see us win. Yeah. So it's like, we're all out here saying, okay, you know what? I don't fuck with this guy because whatever. You're literally killing people because of where they're from. Like, yeah, there's politics that are deep. I understand that. Mm-hmm. But it's like, I feel like we should just all kind of like, I'm not saying kumbaya because it's just never going to happen, obviously. Yeah. But I mean, like, just focus on bigger things. Like, we don't have to entertain the bullshit, really. Like, if we come to a point where it's like, okay, do or die, then I understand that. Mm-hmm. But for us going out of our way, like, trying to find the problem, I don't feel like we have to do that. Like, just stay focused on what we got to do. Get your money, boss up, and get out. Like, I feel like everyone's just so closed-minded. Everyone's, like, living in a box, but they don't know that they're in a box. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. So it's like, just travel, bro. I always tell people to travel. Like, just get out and go somewhere. Go to anywhere. The cheapest place, go to Cuba. Shit's, mm-hmm. like, $800. Like, I was just saying, yeah. I just think I'll never go back to Cuba, but go to Cuba, really, though. Like, go anywhere. See someone. See other things. Have conversations with people that have never been in, like, a hood, like in a city, but like been in poverty, like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, have a conversation with someone that's really been struggling their whole life, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then someone that has never been there, like, understand both sides of like the world, both sides of life, like, and just, I don't know, just get out, get like, see something new, because everyone's so closed-minded. Everyone feels like this is it. It's not it. There's way more to life than gun violence and killing each other, than mm-hmm. beefing over houses and homes and streets that we don't have no ownership on.
Facts.
Yeah.
Super facts. That's really great advice right there. Mm-hmm. Another piece of advice.
Tyler.
No, jewels. Those are super jewels right there. How do young women, because like there's a lot of pressure on young women, right? Mm-hmm. The gram, how many likes can we get? You know what I'm saying? Like all this different stuff that's always coming at everybody, right? Mm-hmm. How do young women gain confidence? Like, because I can see your confidence. You know what I'm saying? You're sure of yourself. You know where you're going. What can you tell for young girls for them to get that same kind of confidence?
Okay, one, don't look for confidence or justification from anyone else. You got to find it within yourself. Be comfortable with, like, who you are as an individual. You don't have to change nothing about yourself. If you do, however, see, like, come to a conclusion where you feel like, okay, you know, I really want to change something about yourself, go for it. And like, I'm never ever against anything like that. Mm-hmm. But I do feel like you really have to appreciate everything about yourself before you can say, okay, you know what, I need to change something about myself. Because yeah. you'll never be exactly content. Like, you can go to the doctor and get so much shit done, but at the end of the day, you're still gonna find something else to nitpick about yourself. So it's like, just find it within yourself and don't go on the gram. Try to stay off the gram and read a book, like, for real. Because half of these girls don't look nothing like they look like on Instagram or wherever you may be looking at them. Like, half of these girls don't look the same in person, trust me. And half of these girls are dumb. Like, no offense, but a lot of them are really, like, slow. And so it's like, you're looking up to this girl that you've never met. You never came across. You never sat down and have a conversation with them. Mm-hmm. And honestly, they might be on the gram flying here and there and showing cars and houses and all this shit. But in real life, they might not have none of that shit. Mm-hmm. Like, it just might be shit that they posted. Yeah. So it's like, half of you guys are doing way better than the people that you see on the internet. And just like, just be understanding that, you know, everyone's process is a little bit slower than the next one. And yeah, just stay focused on you and your goals, and like, just don't let the gram eat you up, because it's very possible. But yeah,
dope. And for women trying to get into modeling, mm-hmm. what advice can you give for them to like the paths of getting into modeling?
Okay, getting into modeling, just get up and do it. Like, a lot of like, with anything in life, though, not just modeling, but anything. Like, you could sit there and you could think about it a lot. I have this problem too. I procrastinate a lot. Mm-hmm. You just sit there and you think, like, okay, you know, I'm going to do this. Or by this year, by the end of this year, I want to do this. I want to be here, whatever. But nothing gets done unless you're getting up and doing shit. Like, and then also be open-minded. Be open-minded, but not open-minded to the point where it's like you won't put your foot down. Like, you got to be able to say, okay, you know what? I'm not comfortable with everything.
Yeah.
And so, like, make sure that you have enough confidence to say, like, I'm not doing that. Or, like, you know, whatever the case, and don't do everything or anything for money. Money is not, it will come and it will go. Yeah. You'll be broke one day and you'll be up the next minute. Like, it shit just comes and goes. But, yeah, just, like, I don't know. Be confident. If you're really going to get into it, go hard. Don't go in it and then slack off. Like, be about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. With everything that we've spoken about here today in our mm-hmm. in our interview, and, you know, all the different, you know, moves that you've made already, what do you have coming up next?
Really, I'm really focused on the hair thing right now, mm-hmm. to be honest. As far as, like, the modeling thing, I feel like I would just use this to, like, branch off and do more businesses, like, yeah. You know, like, it's really just like an image type thing, so that I could, like, I don't know, promote myself, like, my other ventures, like, my other business ventures. I don't know, like, hair is just really, like, what I'm, like, focused on. Like, that's my, like, my therapy in a way. So yeah, that's why I want to put most of my energy in.
Okay. Dope. Well, I really appreciate the jewels that you dropped for us here today. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? We had, like, a really engaging conversation here with Tay Lee. You know what I'm saying? yeah, you got your head in the right direction. You're very focused. You know what I'm saying? I see a lot of big things for you in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Straight up. Right? So thank you for coming through.
Thank you for having me.
So Tay Lee, 6 views. Chia.
Smoke weed every day.
Oh, yeah.
The tea is exceptionally good today.
Cool. And for the people who are just tuning in now, we have Nesia, right, in the Nesia. Building.
Yes, we do. Yeah, the sound.
Nesia. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I want to hold you for something we have called Smoke and Mirrors. Okay? So our Smoke and Mirrors segment is basically where we talk about, and we're going to, guys can just keep the cameras running. This is where we talk about, like, weekly news and different things that are happening in hip-hop, and, like, we try to keep
pop,
it local.
Pop culture, whatever.
Yeah. We were already talking about earlier in the show about mm-hmm. Jesse Smollett, the guy there from Empire who faked the getting beat up and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Did you hear about all that type of... Do you mm-hmm. keep up? You keep up with the tea.
I don't really got time to keep up with tea. I'm not gonna lie.
Okay, well, I'm going to bring up a couple of things and
let's see if we can keep up.
Okay, so Drake buys a $100,000 iPhone case.
I seen that one.
Okay. Oh, what? That
one I see. She know the tea.
That's tea, I know.
$100,000 iPhone case.
Yeah, what, man.
The fuck?
So, Herc, why you were gone?
Okay, let me guess. It's golden crusted diamond face, like, or
something crazy.
Right? Like, it probably has, like, what, a crystal glass cover for the screen. Yeah, this is Drizzy Drake, though.
Yeah. iPhone X, I think it's...
This is Drizzy Drake. He gotta have that... You know, they probably... You know what? They probably gave it to him. Like, yo, here, hold this.
You think he didn't pay $100K for that? That's like a drop in the bucket,
bro.
That's
they didn't say it was $100K.
$100K?
I don't think he paid for it.
More than that, I think.
I don't think he paid for it.
Really?
That's advertising.
Okay.
You know what?
I don't know. I'm not gonna lie. I said I don't keep it two and two, so I'm not gonna...
I heard, like, a Breakfast Club or some shit, and I was like... 100,000, or I fucking forgot the number, but I didn't mm-hmm. really fact check after.
Phone case.
But if you're paying 50K for a phone case, you're spending a lot of dough.
And remember, the phone case is meant to protect your phone when it drops or when something happens. So you got diamonds on your phone case and stuff. When that drops, it's going to hurt you. You're going to be like, God damn, what the fuck? I mean, maybe not Drake, but...
Who's going to protect the phone case?
The settings. Yeah, you got diamond across the phone case, excuse me, and then it drops. All of a sudden, you got one of your flipping emerald cut diamonds gone from your phone case. Like, yo, what happened to... I don't know. I dropped it, bro.
But when you're Drake...
Yeah,
you could do it
because
you're just gonna fix it the next day.
It's like softing.
It's like, okay, it dropped and
Yeah, that emerald cut is nothing. I got more of those.
Yeah. Well, that was just a little quick, you know, because I always got to make
$100,000 for a case, damn.
I always got to make sure I bring up something Drake related at least one time in a podcast.
Yeah. Like when this guy should get, yo, the man should have donated that $100,000, man.
To me.
To fuck that to these kids in this city, man. Shit.
You know what I'm saying?
I could have donated that $100,000. Use it way better than a no phone doubt. Case.
Let me get a piece of that phone case, fam. That's like a
man. $100,000 could have. He should have opened a community center or something, man. Super facts. Know.
You know what I'm saying? But another thing that's in the news is R. Kelly. Okay, and he's not in the news now.
This guy, you brought him back up.
He's back. Okay, I thought we deaded him. Okay, I thought
he's
we
like
left
the cat
him in
that,
2018.
That cat that kept coming back.
So there's new developments in the case. Have you been keeping up with this case? Have you watched any of these Surviving R. Kelly documentary things?
I've been keeping up. Not too up to date, but I have.
Fire, yeah, no? Yeah. Like, they're really killing this nigga right now.
Fire.
Not fire in a way that is a good thing that are happening.
Yeah, no, it's not really like fire. Like, it's like, but it's like crazy.
Like, they're going in on him, though.
It's crazy, yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. So now there's more developments. Now, even before we get to the more developments, okay? Mm-hmm. And I already asked you this on another episode when we had other people on, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Were you already fucking with R. Kelly up to now and then the documentary was like, yo, I'm off of this guy? Or were you already off of him from time?
She loves 90s R&B music, though.
I'm going to tell you something. When it comes to something like this, it didn't happen to me. I don't know him. And I could feel sympathy for whatever the case and whatever's going on, but it didn't happen to me, and I don't know him. Right. Back in the day, I listened to his songs. Up to this day, if that song plays in the club, you're going to see everybody still bopping to it.
If it plays in the club.
If it plays in the club, yeah. You're going to see everybody bopping to it. You know, like, we don't fuck with him personally. We don't know him. We can all have an opinion. Mm. Anybody could have an opinion.
That's facts.
But at the end of the day, like, listening to his music, it's not going to stop.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he's a legend in that sense. And people could put him on mute, but when that song plays, everybody's going to be bopping.
So. Yeah. And then it kind of makes it hard when he wrote for so many other people, too. So, like, what are you going to do?
And even those songs, I heard, was it Omarion that said that they were going to take the song off after their tour?
After the tour. I do remember that. Yeah, he's like, after we're done the new B2K reunion and stuff, we're going to get rid of the bump, bump, bump. He wrote bump, bump, bump.
Mm-hmm. But see what he said? After the tour, because he knows damn well that song, that shit has to be on the tour. Like, it's not, like, no
that's
ands
their
if
biggest track.
Butts.
B2K, no bump, bump, bump.
That's their biggest track,
bro. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's not a personal thing. It's music. It's the industry.
No,
it's
that's
like,
the one. Bump, bump, bump.
You can't.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah,
there's a difference. Like, there's personal shit, then there's the music. Like, gotta know how to separate it, especially if you're in an industry.
Yeah, I appreciate that take. That's a... Now, what the new development is... Is that there's new tapes that they found.
Ooh.
Okay.
I'm not saying I'm okay with anything that he's doing.
No, we know that. We know that.
We know
that.
We understand.
I'm just saying there's like a fine line between music and...
No. No, we're clean on that. Yeah.
We understand your position.
But now, since they tried to bury him with this documentary, and it worked in a way, but his streams went up at the same time. You know what I mean?
Of course his streams went up.
But now they have a new tape. They say they've found new VHS... which is clear. CNN and a defense lawyer say that they're reviewing the tapes right now. And with these tapes, the girl clearly says that she's like 14 on the tapes.
Oh, gosh.
Right? They're supposed to be super clear that it's him.
Oh, gosh. So where was this?
And this is not the same tape. Let's be clear. This is not the same tape that people were talking about before that he beat in court. This is a
new
tape.
Evidence?
God damn.
They hunted down Bill Cosby. Now they're hunting down flipping R. Kelly. So if they're gonna get, they got Bill. They must get R. Kelly.
Makes you a sip tea.
As I sip my tea.
Yeah.
So R. Kelly, with that, they might finally get him. They might finally like put the cuffs on him. You know what I'm saying?
Friends over here like, yeah, they're gonna put the cuffs on him. They're gonna get him.
No, like, listen, I'm the kind of guy who doesn't wish jail on anybody unless you are a rat or a fucking diddler.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And I don't even put diddler on the fucking top of the list, because these rat niggas, they should just get whatever else. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Speaking of diddlers.
But sorry. The diddlers, they need to go, and then somebody needs to do something with them when they're gone.
What about this goof that killed his daughter? He needs to fucking go.
Super facts.
You understand what I'm saying? That guy needs to go. That
you
guy.
You saw that one?
Condolences. Yes. To condolences. Her yes. mother, yeah, that, to her family, to anybody who knew her. That is such a sad story.
Yeah, her funerals today, there was about 800 people
to
there.
To be completely honest. Yeah. Rest in paradise.
Yeah, we actually that's covered crazy. That on the website, on our website, welovehiphop.ca. Mm-hmm. We wrote a story up, I have it up there. But my brethren hit me up and he was like, take his picture down.
Yeah, don't put his picture up. No way. Don't put yeah. his, don't give him no airplay. Mm-mm.
So what I ended up zero. Doing is I switched it. I'll show you what I did here.
What you should do is put a flipping clown face over his fucking face.
Don't worry.
It's okay, because where he's at, karma way. Comes faster than mm-hmm. it comes
trust
in the real world, so he's going to get what he deserves.
Me.
Yeah,
trust
yeah.
me.
Believe that.
Like, yeah, for the people who are like kind of just catching the story halfway, that's the story with the Brampton man. He was he told his wife, we're going to go. He took his daughter for like, I don't know Valentine's Day.
Are they together or they're separated?
I don't know if they're separated right? together, but he
I
was
like.
I believe
they were separated, and it was just like on terms that he was supposed to have it for a little while.
Yeah. So here's what I put over the man's face.
Mm-hmm. What's mm-hmm. that?
I put a little goof over his face. You know what I'm saying?
Put the shit emoji over his face.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he decided, he asked, you know, let me just take her out for the day. And unfortunately, she never
birthday.
Returned. Right? And it was her, the wife and her birthday. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
There's no words Rhea, to explain what type of monster Rajkumar. That motherfucker is. Like,
yeah. The thing is also with that story too that was a little bit crazy is the Amber Alert. The Amber Alert went off.
Yeah, and I got it too.
Right?
And fuck, because like, you know when you guys got it. So like, you know mm-hmm. when you see the next one, they didn't say how they had found. They just said the girl's found. So mm-hmm. when you're just like at home, you're thinking like, oh, okay, the little girl's safe.
Yeah.
And then like, you see them lose like, like,
yeah,
a lot of people were upset thing. About that Amber Alert, though. No. But those people that were
that's
upset,
about to say,
fucking
yeah.
idiots, like
exactly,
they were
idiots.
Calling 911 at a rapid rate,
complaining,
mm-hmm.
complaining. But if it was super the God forbid, I'm not wishing on nobody. But if it was their kid, they'd want that Amber Alert out ASAP. Don't mm-hmm. care what time it is, who it was, and who it affects. But because my kid was sleeping,
and wasn't it because of the Amber Alert they had found him?
Yeah.
Someone had heard the Amber Alert and actually had found
that's
him.
That's it. They
right?
found him off of the Amber Alert.
Yeah.
It's just it was too late.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But so, the man's a fool because he's a fossil because the man said he was going to kill himself. He couldn't even go through with his own words, man.
Yeah.
Man should have killed himself, bro. Yeah.
Let's just hop off that subject. If you know, rest in
okay.
peace.
Okay. So, last subject
sorry,
here.
Don't mind me. I know.
It's just so, like, you no, know, you're like, right, you don't right. want to give him, like, fuck. Like, you just.
I know it should yeah. be a summer time.
But
too.
Toronto is just, I always like to make sure that we bring up some local stuff. Last thing I want to bring up here is the Gucci, and I have my own thing here. Also, welovehiphop.ca, you know what I'm saying? Wrote another story. So it's Gucci, H&M, Burberry, Fashion's Finest, or Outrage Marketing. Okay, that's the headline of the article. Okay, this is the reason I say this. Because Gucci, they had the offensive shit. H&M had the offensive shit, right? Remember Coolest Monkey in the Jungle?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
The throwback?
Yeah.
The throwback
yeah,
now?
Yeah, we all know about that one, yeah.
right? And now the Burberry has the noose neck thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Well, Bridget.
So here's my theory. Outrage marketing.
Just to see what they can get away with. It's like, I've seen it's like, oh, they're going to do it. They're going to mm-hmm. apologize. It's like, basically, they're just trying to get a reaction.
Like,
you know, but
they
it's
need
ridiculous.
The attention. They want the attention.
That's what it is. Negative, bad. Good.
Look at the industry right now. The stupidest people get the most attention.
This is true.
When you do stupid stuff, you get attention. They know what they're doing isn't right, but they know it's going to get them attention.
Yeah. And that's the whole thing with the whole outrage marketing, right? It's a tactic.
Yeah.
Get everybody outraged. People say the word and the clothing over and over again.
Now that's
what the fuck is that?
It's an art. It's a picture. It's an art rendering. Read the caption.
Mm.
And then look at the image.
New art, American fetish. Look at this shit. Where is this from?
This got my boy. I follow Irima Kerr. So basically, it's like this is what they're saying, you know, like all of that shit. Look at the dress. The sweater is the Gucci sweater.
Mm-hmm.
He's getting like people football. You know, the metaphors are there. You know,
here's my thing. We shouldn't be supporting them from the jump.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Even though I'm guilty. I have Gucci shit. You know what I'm saying? I have Prada shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
But now when I keep on seeing this happening over and over again, because either way, that outrage marketing, people are going to say the name of the brand over and over again, even if it's in a bad way. The people who don't give a fuck about us are just going to continue buying anyway.
Yeah.
And then the people like in our community, we're going to be like outraged for a second, but then we'd be back to that shit.
So what about Floyd? What do you think about Floyd Mayweather's
That's what he was saying. Mm-hmm. Floyd was like, yo, fuck it. Y'all be back to that shit in like 3 months. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Same thing Kodak Black was saying. Mm-hmm. What do you think? Do you think that the boycotts are real or like mans are just get back to get... Because mans are... A Gucci belt's like $1,500.
At the end of the day, it's just like the music shit. It's like nobody's going to take it personal. Now they might, but... In a while, everyone's going to go back to buying it because of the price and stuff. Mm. Money runs everything. So when people know the price is up, they want to buy it just because it could be the stupidest thing, the ugliest thing. You're going to buy it because the price is up.
This is true. Yeah, man. Like, it's... I'm down for a boycott and whatever. But in the end of the day, a lot of people are not going to part with the shit that they already bought. The shit is not cheap. Mm. Right? They might hold it down for a second and say, yo, yeah, we're riding with the shit. Mm-hmm. But in the back of their mind, they're like, yo, that Gucci backpack I bought was like $2,500 still. I could never wear it again.
They're still going to wear it. Yeah, Don't let them play you. I still see people wearing the fucking headband that everybody's wearing. Yeah, what? I still see that being
Boycott Gucci?
He even tried to jump on the train. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. Come on. I'm boycotting Gucci, da-da-da-da. You know, but like,
you know, that's fam, bro. Oh man,
you ain't really burned, or you know, you ain't get rid of that shit.
You know, there's a lot of stuff that we should do, but we don't do.
Mm.
We support shit we shouldn't support, and the shit we should support, we don't even give a second look to. And why? It's because we're trained.
Yeah,
media, television, friends, fashion, and whatever else you want to fucking say. Mm-hmm. But we're in a state of mind where it's like, okay. Oh, Gucci? Yeah. All right, cool. Fendi? Oh, Prada?
All go.
Yeah, let's cheapen the fucking, you know. Yeah. Like you said, crab in a bucket mentality, but it's just...
That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's all we got for our smoke and mirrors. I want to get your social medias and all that. Mm-hmm. Also, let the people know where to find your music, you know, all platforms or wherever your shit is available. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
So, my social media, mm-hmm. Nessia X... Oh, sorry. Hey, how you doing? Nessia XO, NESSIAXO. Yeah, my YouTube is Nessia, NESSIA. And yeah, that's what it is. Y'all search me up. Spotify, same thing, NESSIA. You guys just search that up, watch my videos. That way.
Dope. New tracks coming soon?
Yeah, y'all gotta stay tuned. There's a lot of new stuff coming up. Y'all gotta stay tuned.
Definitely will. Yeah, and thank you for coming through today.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Honestly, it's an honor to be here. Thank you so much for having me because I see you guys doing your thing.
Thank you very much.
And there's not a lot of like outlets out here in the city who's at your level. And if there are, they're coming up because of you guys. You guys are the first to really come out here and really put up.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Wow.
Appreciate that.
That's so very appreciated. Thank you so much for having me. Yeah, thanks. Thanks for the compliment, yo. PK Herc, let the people know where to find you.
Before that, I just want to say, like, long live my brother Jay Live.
Yes.
I'm sorry I didn't get to help you the way I should have been. You know, I could have helped you a little bit more, I feel. But you'll be never missed, bro. You'll never be forgotten. Your smile, everything. People will, your name will never be forgotten. Just know that, my brother. Definitely. See you when I see you, man.
Definitely. RIP Jay Live. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
man, and
yeah, you know where to find me. I'm on Instagram, but my platform is probably going to be a little bit, you know. But I'll be back.
Yeah. And yes, once again, RIP Jay Live. You know what I'm saying? We'll miss you. We'll miss you definitely. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to anything that when we all get together, you're going to be. That's when I feel like we're going to feel it the most. You know what I'm saying? But you're definitely in our hearts forever. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, social medias and all that stuff, y'all are already watching, you know what I'm saying? So you know where to find us, you know what I mean?
Oh, one more thing. Shout out those two kids I met today. You guys big me up. You guys made my day.
Yeah. Shout out to the Common Gang, you know what I'm saying? Common Gang Scrown and the people out there in the road. Shout out to the homeboy that with the gold grills that hit me up in Mickey D's, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. That was blessed, you know what I'm saying? Had me put off for a second, but then I was good. I was like, all right, it's not negative, it's positive, you know what I'm saying? You gotta keep the head on the swivel.
You know how Toronto move.
Trust me. But I'm gonna take us out with a track by Philly. The track is called You Decide.
Okay. Ready, you want? Let me get you to drop out.
Pretty much. You mean in our relationship?
17.
No bullshit. What do you want? You want me to go first?
You choose.